Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You just listened to and are going to continue to listening to Michael Nicholas on cello. Kyle Ambrose on viola. Paula Garcia on violin. Matni on violin. Arcturi on electronics. John Hollenbeck on drums and percussion. Kim Cass on bass. Miles Okazaki on guitar. Subi Corbacio on piano. Yeah. My name is Patricia Brennan, and this is After Near and Far. Thank you so much for coming. This is a really special occasion for all of us. This project is still incredibly special for me, not just the recording. And this music is really personal, and this guy's here did a fantastic job bringing it to life and continue to bring it to life in so many different ways. So really, thank you guys. And I know I thank you before, but I can't thank you enough because this music wouldn't be what it is now without you. So thank you so much. And also the fantastic Eli Greenho leading this whole ensemble here. I truly couldn't have done it without him, for sure. So there's so many elements to this music. But anyway, the piece that you just heard was called Antlia, which is the first track on the record. Antlia, it's a constellation that was discovered around the 18th century. And around this time, the scientists or astronomers were giving scientific names to the constellation. So this means merely an air pump, nothing super exciting. But so the piece, I wanted it to sound like this, the inner workings of a machine, and I think they did a fantastic job doing that. This whole project is based on constellations, and one of my other passions is astronomy. I'm nowhere near to even being an amateur astronomer, but I do have a telescope, and I love looking up and figuring things out, and so that's kind of where this project came about. So each piece that you're gonna listen to tonight is inspired by a constellation, and those of you that maybe got the record already, there's a little bit more to it. I developed a whole process to get raw material to write these compositions. So that's where you're gonna be listening to tonight. So thank you again for coming. Thank you for listening, and just enjoy the music. And if you feel like moving a little bit, don't be shy. That's what music is about. So you can do whatever you want. So we're going to continue with the second track of the record called Aquarius. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. We have one more piece for you, the last track on the record, which is called When You Stare Into the Abyss. And this piece is not based on a constellation, a particular constellation, but this is particularly based. One of my favorite things of looking up is that it's extremely humbling. And every time I do it, I feel so insignificant in some way in the vastness of the universe and space. And it always brings all these different questions, which in my liner notes, I also say not only look up, but also look inward. Because every time I look up, it makes me look inside as well. So anyway, I'm going to start babbling. But you've been listening to, I'm going to start this side now, Sylvi Corbas here on piano. Masa Kasaki on guitar. Kim Cass on bass. John Hollenbeck on drums and percussion. Arcturi on electronics. Matni on violin. Paula Garcia on violin. Kyle Ambrose on viola. Michael Nicholas on cello. And really saving our butt sometimes, Eli Green leading the group here. this is, again, a celebration of this record, which is super special to me, Often Near and Far. If you haven't gotten it yet, I encourage you to. It's really special, and I think you're really going to like it. And yeah, thank you so much for coming. And I actually want to thank a few people. First of all, Roulette for lending us the space to do this performance. And I always love coming here, and I feel so at home, and I feel so much cared for by everybody here. So thank you so much, everybody, the whole team here at Roulette. So, and please come here and support the space. They have fantastic shows all the time. So yeah, come and check it out. I want to also thank the label and the director of the label Pyroclastic Records, Chris Davis, who, you know, has been believing in me for the past 3 records. This is the 3rd record on that label, so she's been wonderful. So she's not here today, but, you know, I'm sure she'll feel the thank you from here. And also my producer, who's also not here, is on the other side of the country, David Breskin, who's also believed in me now for quite a bit on my previous records, and it's always great to have him around from the beginning of the process until the end, and so he's been a wonderful support in every single way. So thank you, DB, if you're listening to the live stream, I'm not sure. and then again, thank you guys. I wouldn't be able to do it without you, and really, you have no idea how it means to me that you are all here, which, by the way, the fact that the original band is here today to play this show, I was shocked that they all were available, because the bigger the ensemble it gets. Thank you. So thank you, guys. Please give them a nice, you know, applause, because they're being amazing. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. And lastly, but not least, thank you for supporting the music, for supporting not just me, but all these wonderful musicians. And please, you know, check them all out individually. They're all incredible, not only performers, as you can see, but composers. And actually, one of the special things about this group, too, is that there's, you know, a few people here that, you know, have been an inspiration for me for a long time, you know, like Sylvi, you know, John was literally my first employer in this business. So you know, it's a really, really special group in so many ways. So, but yeah, please check them all individually, because they're fantastic and they're doing amazing things on their own. So yeah, thank you again. And we have one more. Enjoy it, and come say bye, and say hi and bye after the show. Thank you. Rodney, Arturo, John, Kim, Miles, Sylvie, Eli. Thank you very much. Thank you.